cancer? What do you mean, f*** cancer? I've never really understood empowerment groups. I mean, what is negative about cancer? On second thoughts, I do understand. I was a scared human being who thought just like the others. Cancer obviously is not a nice thing, but it is part of me. One does not have to think it is a horrid, scary thing, but instead it is something unique. Why should we add negativity to a difficult thing? It is odd to say it, but cancer has given me more than any other part of me. Diagnosis opened my eyes, everything fell into place, and all the unnecessary parts of life were done away with. It is only now that I understand the value of everything. My eyes are a part of me too, but I would not say f*** eyes. My disease has brought me closer to nature, calming me down. Somehow meditation and being calm have become important to me. Time starts to stretch as soon as you realize that you do not necessarily have much left. Equally, it shrinks if you allow your fears to take over. Therefore, I have started to focus more on individual moments. The rain on my skin, a beautiful work of art in a gallery window, a cycle ride from my house to the town, cooking, even standing in a queue at the post office. As long as I'm still here, I can enjoy these things. In the end, the only meaningful deadline is death. This is only my experience, and one cannot make generalizations based on it. Others have other experiences. I needed to get cancer to find myself. It turned everything upside down. On the other hand, I find it easy to talk about because I've never been through the roughest experiences, radiotherapy or chemotherapy, hair loss, fatigue, and worrying whether the treatment is working or not. I was operated on, and so far everything looks good. It might be better to say that I needed a shocking experience or to feel the proximity of death as much as the cancer itself. It is not a piece of cake, though. The average life expectancy for someone with my type of cancer is 5 years. But I will live my life fully today. It is the only day available. Naturally, when I feel a strange pain in my stomach, I always think about the cancer straight away. I have to live with the possibility. It is the price I pay for continuing to live. I help other cancer patients and attend various support organizations, meetings, just like I used to. I have met such super people in the meetings that my own journey feels short and easy compared to theirs. For example, I met an 80-year-old lady who has had a stoma for over 50 years and is still doing extremely well. She supports and helps other stoma patients with love and a warm glow in her eyes. I would never wish cancer on anyone. But a genuine, life-shaking experience of the proximity of death might do everyone some good. It seems that mere visualization exercises of the uniqueness of life are not enough. It is easy to revert to old bad habits. If gloom and doom are hanging over your head, get up and get going and turn the gloom upside down.